Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
College hoops fans, don't miss your chance to win real money on the Fox Bet Super 6 app all tournament long. Scan the QR code, download the Super 6 app, and enter the tourney round one contest before tip-off tomorrow for your chance to win $5,000.
Here's breaking news. Chandler Jones to the Raiders. So ooh. Max Crosby on one side, Chandler Jones on the other as you face Russell Wilson is changing this division. So you got to go out and get pass rushers now. So the Raiders, they got their quarterback. They got some nice offensive weapons. Now they have a pass rush. I've said this before. I always believe the NFL was quarterback, protect him, and then make the other quarterback less comfortable. The league has really changed due to rules. It's basically quarterback, weapons, pass rush. You can be, I mean, both the Bengals and the Rams, average linebacker play. Average linebacker play. Rams were all beat up. Their linebacker, their safeties. They had a star quarterback, great weapons, and a great pass rush. And so the Raiders, they're like, quarterback, we're going to draft a receiver. We got one. Darren Waller at tight end. Now we got the pass rush. And that's a Russell Wilson effect. Like, you cannot just sit and watch. Max Crosby, because Max gets doubled and chipped. So how many teams now in the NFL have two good pass rushers? Denver does. Raiders do.
You need it.
Who else? Chargers now.
Yeah.
Two elite pass rushers.
And we can talk about San Francisco's defense.
Let's go to Greg Olsen. 14 years in the league, 3 Pro Bowls. So I just saw, I've been told Baker Mayfield took Cleveland Browns off his social media. What do you make of that?
I always love those stories. And didn't we go through this a couple weeks ago with Kyler Murray down in Arizona? And then the big note came out with their stance on where they want things. I don't know. I've always found all that to be very interesting. I feel like it's a very passive aggressive thing. Listen, we all are very prideful. No one likes to be slighted. No, but everyone, I know when I was a player, I took everything personal. every time they signed another tight end, it didn't matter if they were bringing in a rookie to be the fourth rounder, to be the fourth string. I was like, I took it as an insult. So like, I get it. A lot of guys are wired that way. So, you know, now the news gets out that they're going to go meet with Deshaun Watson, and obviously Baker hears all that and he's not thrilled about it. I just think there's a certain way to go about things. And I'm not saying you can't be mad, and I'm not saying you can't take, you know, I would almost rather him just come right out on Twitter and be like, this is BS, like, and just hit it head on, you know? And I think everyone would be like, yeah, I get it. I don't blame him. But big news, man. Now you got to, who everyone follows tells you exactly what everyone's thinking.
Yeah. What'd you make of Brady coming back? You know, Nick Wright was on earlier. He said the only thing that would drive a wife crazier than her asking you to retire and you don't is retiring and 5 weeks later going back. Did he have a plan? Did he want to eventually get to the Niners? What do you make of that 6 week retirement?
Yeah, the whole retirement just didn't sit right with me from the beginning. I think the way it came out, like, I mean, think back that day that the news broke that everybody pushed that he was going to, and we heard nothing from Tom. We heard there was no press conference. There was nothing on social. There was nothing from him. And then I think like maybe a day or two later, he posted something and kind of confirmed the earlier reports. But just the way that whole thing went down, I mean, you're Tom Brady. You go 20 plus years. You're the greatest of all time. Like, to me, the retirement process, if it's really what he was going to do and stick to, there was like a way to go about it. There's some big press conference called and he rolls in with the family and they sit at the table and it's like orchestrated, right? It's on like Dateline. It's, you know, it's on like a huge flat national network show. I just think for like random tweets to set up that spark of what that was, it just didn't sound right. So I'm not surprised he came back. I never thought when you heard him talk about it and he never shut the door. I said this on a show last week when somebody asked me to put a rating on it. I was like, typically when guys like him, they're only done when it's completely out of their system. And you could just hear him talk and, you know, never shut the door. If there's a glimpse of it and there's a little sliver of that left in his soul, guys like him just don't walk away.
You know, it's interesting. LeBron has this effect. LeBron signed with the Miami Heat and suddenly guys take pay cuts. Brady to Tampa, Gronk comes out of retirement, Russell Wilson goes to Denver, and suddenly Randy Gregory last second, I'm going to the Broncos, not the Cowboys. It is interesting. You know Russ. You played with Russ. He's not for everybody. Some people think, you know, sometimes he can be, you know, he's very optimistic. Some people think it's inauthentic or whatever. Whatever. I don't know him that well. Do you think he has sort of that power of that a veteran would be like, I want to win games. I've lost a lot of games. I've made a lot of money. Your takeaway on how pro athletes think.
Yeah, I mean, pro athletes want to be on winning teams. They want to be around winning cultures. They want to play with proven winners. And when you look at all those things, I mean, Russ is at the top of the list. I mean, you know, I think, I don't know off the top of my head, but as far as like the most games won in 10 years, the most consecutive game, you know, winning seasons until this prior, you know, to start a career. I mean, the guy is a proven winner. And obviously there was a disconnect. I mean, we talked on it last week on your show, and you got me in trouble, by the way, with everybody in Seattle, because the post you guys put up from our pod, it made it seem like everyone said they had a JV roster. And I was like, that is not at all. But, you know, no one ever listens to the
right
to the clips. They just read stuff and share it. I had the beat writers in Seattle like crushing me and like sending it to Dwayne Brown. Like, did you see what Olsen said? I was like, cool it, pal. Like, you didn't obviously listen to it, and they backtracked and corrected. But anyway, people want to play with winners. They want to play with teams that they feel are contenders. And like you said, especially later in their career, like guys have made their contracts. Guys, like, I want to go somewhere. Yes, I want to be paid. I want to be compensated. I want to be valued. But like, there's nothing better than being on a team that has a chance and a team that's a contender. It just changes the entire experience. And I think guys are starting to see that team success elevates individual success. The more your team wins, the more games you play on big platforms, the more of a name you build, the more ability to get a new contract or be a free agent or whatever the case may be. It's all tied to winning. Winning is the utmost final, is the final, you know, common thread of, through all of this process. And these teams are going out to try to find proven winners, and Russ is that.
Yeah. The this free agency is sort of fascinating because, you know, a lot of times – you get drafted, you get developed, and all of a sudden the team goes out and spends a fortune on somebody, and he doesn't even have to play your position. And you're just like, you know, some of these teams, like Jacksonville's bringing in, like, they're bringing in new guys, and they're all making eight times what everybody else is. In your 14 years in the NFL, it's free agency, trepidation. I mean, you tell me how it lands when three new guys show up and they're the three highest paid guys on the roster.
Yeah, I mean, free agency is what drives, right? In the old days, it was free agency and the old draft system, right? People always wonder, why do certain positions historically be at the top versus just how important they are, quarterback and whatnot. But when you remember back before they changed the new CBA and they altered the rookie wage scale, the top draft picks every year, in essence, became the highest paid players at their position. So over time, if it was always quarterbacks, left tackles, defensive ends, wide receivers, there was very few safeties, very few tight ends, a handful of running backs. So when you started looking at the wage scale, if you were a veteran quarterback, you couldn't wait for the next year. You hoped the number one overall pick was Stafford because he was going to reset the wage scale. And now all of a sudden, when you went and renegotiated, you were renegotiating against, in essence, a rookie. And if you're Brady or, you know, whoever, you're a proven veteran, you always had someone to jump. But if you were a tight end or a safety or, you know, running back, aside from a few guys like Peterson and whatnot, the market had to be reset in free agency. You didn't have the luxury of doing both. So free agency, every player loves it, but at the same time, every player fears it. I was a free agent one time in my career, and that's just because I was released by Carolina. And you can't help but think back and say, if I would have hit free agency, I signed a contract offseason of 2015, so coming off the 14 season, I would have been a free agent after 2015. Well, in 2015, I had 1,100 yards, made all pro, and we went to the Super Bowl. You don't think I could have gotten a bigger contract that next free agency?
Right.
You know, so you can't help but like play that out in your head, but it's everyone's greatest fear of getting hurt and everyone's greatest fear. But free agency, the old draft system, you want everybody and their mother to make as much money as humanly possible because it's good for everybody.
Yeah. It's just, I'm fascinated by all this stuff. Greg has teamed up with Vince Vaughn. I know Vince Vaughn. Ryan Khalil, Powerhouse Capital team, to form a new media platform called Audiorama. He also launched the podcast last week, Youth Incorporated. I had no idea it got you in trouble. I thought, I listened to the clip. It was exactly what you said.
The clip was great. And that's why I had to share the clip. People, the headline was saying something about, Olsen, it was like we had a JV roster. And then the clip went into like the context of what I was saying. And my point was, and I stand by this, we had an incredible roster.
In Seattle, yeah.
We had a left tackle. We had two big time receivers. We had Russell. We had, a young left guard. We had real dude, Chris Carson. And I said, sometimes it felt like we were playing offensively like we had a JV roster.
Yeah.
Well, the word spread throughout the Seattle media that I was criticizing the roster based off one tweet headline. And I had to go out there and
look at this mayhem.
It was just
wild. Jeez, listen,
what you do?
We work at Fox together, and I'm throwing you under the bus.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good, man. Gave me something else to talk about.
Yeah. Greg Olsen, Fox Sports. Great seeing you, buddy. Have fun with your fam.
Appreciate you, buddy. Sounds good, man. Talk to you soon.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Manscaped.com, code HERD. Yeah, all-in-one skin and hair care kit. Covers you head to toe. Ultra premium collection. Manscaped.com, code HERD. Joy Taylor with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line News.
That happens all the time.
No, I mean, seriously, I had no idea.
The city of Philadelphia was mad at me for an entire season.
Can you imagine?
Because they thought I was saying that Jalen Hurts wasn't the starting quarterback, when in fact I was saying Jalen Hurts should be the starting quarterback.
But media people, I understand fans doing that, but media people you think would listen
to
them.
Yeah, you got to listen. You got to listen.
Read
that's
the column.
That's embarrassing. You got to go all the way through.
Yeah, it was a 90-second clip.
Fans just retweeting a headline or just reading the captions, one thing.
Media?
Yeah, you got to do the research. So Tom Brady retired on February 1st before unretiring on Sunday. His father has disputed reports that Tom would be calling it quits, and he thinks the media forced his hand in making the decision.
The media made the news. He was not ready to make any decision and didn't make any decision, but Schefter and Darlington stated it as fact. So after he had time to reflect with his family and, you know, what gives him the greatest joy in his life, and they all agreed that this is the path forward that works best for the Brady family. So he just came out and is happy as could be. It just took a little bit of time to sort this thing out. I mean, he's kind of in uncharted territory.
I don't know if I believe, you know. If
the whole thing was weird, though. I will say.
Oh, yeah, it was weird.
I was on air doing my radio show on the weekends when it came out.
Yeah.
And I was shocked that it wasn't. I mean, we were waiting for, or I was waiting for, a theatrical video that went, you know, with some music. And, you know, Brady has a production company. If he's going to make an announcement to retire, it's going to be something dramatic and intentional and on a purposeful day. It could be Brady Day. And it was just kind of, it was just a report on the weekends. And then we just kind of all retired him. And then he, you know, said it wasn't happening. And then he did. The one thing about how all of this was handled, whether it was the media or Brady, when he does retire, it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same.
Yeah.
You've lost the initial, buzz, the initial emotion of moving on from Tom Brady. It's like a fake breakup.
I don't, but is it really important for like Tom to control it? Like 30 years from now, nobody's going to remember the press release. They're going to remember the Patriot years and the Tampa Super Bowl. Like, I think sometimes athletes want to control everything. It's really hard to control.
No, but I do think someone like Tom Brady, I didn't have a problem with how it was reported, but I do think he deserves to say it himself. Like, right. He's the greatest to ever do it. I want to hear it from him.
But it's hard when he owns, when all these athletes, like LeBron owns a production company, he has like 400 people in his sphere.
Oh, of course. No. Things are going to get out. I don't think it's reasonable to be outraged about things like that get out. There's too many people involved.
LeBron's got, and Brady have hundreds of people in their businesses. If you were, what if you were crafting?
Yeah, you're the one editing the video. Yeah, like there are so many levels of people that touch these kind of kinds
calls,
of information.
Your mom calls. You're like, Mom, I'm editing Tom's retirement video. And the mom goes to the neighbor and says, he's editing.
Well, yeah, but that shouldn't be anybody's source. Somebody's neighbor's editors, whatever.
I use moms all the time.
Moms do know everything. But I do think that the way it was all handled now, if he ends, however he does end up announcing it, it's just not going to have the same allure as he making his announcement or it being the final thing.
Yeah.
Glad he's back. I didn't need him to retire in the first place. He was second in MVP voting, had an unbelievable season.
Yeah.
That was kind of also the weird thing about it is like, okay, is he leaving because he's sort of still on top and it's time, or what's really happening here? And I think he's going to come back and be able to play at the level he was playing last year. Now, it's not that easy to just go win a Super Bowl as much as Tom Brady, the player, has been able to do over all these years. Things have changed, but the NFC is wide open, and, you know, we'll see how it goes. So the Lakers have been relying heavily on LeBron all season, and Frank Vogel knows that the team needs to be conscious of how many minutes they have him out there.
Yeah, it's always a concern. You feel the game out. You know, there was enough stoppages. You know, it's not always the total minutes on here. It's, you know, what kind of flow the game has, and there was enough stoppages that he never felt you know, where we never felt like he was being too taxed.
He's averaging 36.9 minutes per game this season, which is fourth in the league.
Well, it's a bad old roster. So again, if AD was healthy, you could have an occasional night. Like they play the Timberwolves, I think, tonight.
Right.
You could play him 24 minutes and have AD play 40. But when you don't have a second star, I mean, good God, on most nights, Carmelo Anthony is their second best option on the floor. So again, when with a weak roster, They have to play LeBron 38 minutes. They don't have...
No, they do. And I also understand why Vogel's concerned about it. Like, no one is expecting them to make a long playoff run if they do make the playoffs this year. But you still want to preserve LeBron. He played 40 minutes in the loss to the Raptors. And he's been dealing with knee soreness over the last couple weeks. They're 2-8 since the All-Star break and are currently ninth in the Western Conference. But again, everything that's gone on with the Lakers, to your point, comes down to AD for me. AD is not healthy. I don't know how you can evaluate this team. I don't know how you can evaluate the roster or what they should be doing. They don't have their second star out there. If this was any other team not named the Lakers and it was any other star not named LeBron, we wouldn't even be talking about them as a dysfunctional team because they don't have their star healthy. So the Nets have no idea when Ben Simmons will be ready to play for them. Steve Nash is keeping his hopes high that it will be sooner rather than later. He said he's just doing his rehab, strengthening. We're still doing that side of things rather than court work right now. I think he has a pretty good understanding now. Has his focus been on learning what we're doing? No, it's been on getting better. We've had him around. We want him to learn, but there's a lot going on when you're desperately trying to fight to get on the court.
I have this whole franchise is a big question mark to me. Just too many variables and unknowns. A lot of questions, very few answers.
When was he hurt is what I just don't understand. Like, I understand ramping it up to be closer to game shape, but he wasn't playing because of mental health reasons in Philadelphia. Now he's not physically available.
So Philadelphia smartly just got out of the Ben Simmons business. Do you know how much this weighs on the whole organization, the GM, the owner, the coach, the players?
You have to answer it every single day.
He's a very heavy player. Like, you get a lot of, you're talking about him, you're thinking about him. It's just a lot of weight on Philadelphia, they just got lighter. James comes in, plays 34 minutes, scores 30 points. It's just a light, fun, more joyful atmosphere. Everything
about Ben is what he was, not what he is. And is he capable of being what he was before? I don't know. And even if he is, healthy, which apparently he's not, and ready mentally, which apparently he's not. He's not the type of player that you can just plug and play. It's not like he's just like a go-ahead scorer. He has to be worked into the lineup. He has to be worked into and fit with the other pieces on the court. He's not just that simple of a player on the court either. So I don't – if he does end up getting back this season, they're going to want to have him out there for a few games before they get into the postseason. But they have 13 games left in the regular season, only of which three Kyrie can play in. And they're in eighth place in the Eastern Conference at 36-33. So – I always felt like this move was for next season.
Yeah.
As amazing as KD and Kyrie has been when Kyrie's on the floor, but they're just, you're right, they're just a big question mark.
Yeah. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Extending or pending? Do you give these young quarterbacks the loot? Cleveland clearly not going to give it to Baker this morning.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it, you listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Jumpstart your morning with M-Drive Start. Proteins, nutrients. All right, we're going to play a game called extending or pending. There's a lot of young quarterbacks and older quarterbacks in the league. Do you extend the contract or is it pending and you're holding off? Not always the easiest decision. There's a lot of things at play here. Injuries, your career arc, is it moving up? What's the market like? So here we go, Joy. Extending or pending?
Baker Mayfield, extending or pending?
Very much in the pending business. The Browns went and interviewed Deshaun Watson and made it very public yesterday. Other reports, if they don't get Watson, they're still looking for other quarterbacks. Listen, he's a 500 quarterback, 29-30. He also leads the NFL in interceptions since he entered the league. He has 57. Mistake prone, not overly athletic, sometimes a tad agitating. I did like his IG post last night, but they're looking to get out of the Baker business.
Lamar Jackson.
Extending. He's been an MVP, has the most wins. I always say with Lamar, he wins games. He has 37 wins. That's the most by any quarterback in league history for a player under 25. He's dynamic. He's unique. He wins games. And his salary right now, he's owed $23 million next year. That's like 10, 11% of their salary cap. So it's in a comfortable space for the team.
Matthew Stafford.
I think a big extension. First of all, anytime he had 100 passer rating, which basically was anytime he was comfortable in the pocket, he was 11-0. He was the best fourth quarter quarterback in the league. 14 TDs, no picks. So when he was comfortable, he was uncomfortable against San Francisco. He was uncomfortable against Tennessee. You make him comfortable, you give him pass protection, he's money. Also, $23 million cap hit next year, not outrageous, so he's going to get an extension.
Derek Carr.
You've been getting... Derek Carr has been a value quarterback for years. He is the 14th highest cap hit among quarterbacks next year. I mean, he's kept this franchise afloat. He also has four straight years of over 65 completion percentage and 4,000 yards. That is the longest active streak in the league. Yards, he's available. He's gotten better. I think he's gotten better the last 2 years. So to me, he has been underpaid relative to his importance for this franchise, which, by the way, just signed Chandler Jones today to go along with Max Crosby. So that's a big get for the Raiders.
Sam Darnold.
Pending. Listen, in the end, you got to complete in that 62, 63% of the passes. Why don't I like Drew Lock? He completes 59% of his throws. Why have I moved off Sam? He completes 59% of his throws. He is simply not accurate enough. Now, he's athletic. He's a great backup. You could absolutely, with his athleticism, your quarterback's gone for 2 weeks. Could he win one of those games? Oh, absolutely. Sam has his moments. He's a little bit like Wentz in that there are moments you're like, whoa, he can do stuff a lot of guys can't do. But to build around him, I can't do that. Too many mistakes, too low of a completion percentage.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Pending. Now, he wins a lot of games. He won 68% of his games since he got into this league. So he wins a lot of games. But he's also the only quarterback averaging under 150 yards passing a game since 2000 in the playoffs. So, you know, Kyle Shanahan does not ask him to do much. It's a very run-centric offense. And he's also missed, since he came to the league, he's missed 27 games. So there's limitations on what I can do here. And then I got news a week ago, he can't throw for 4 months. And I've been a Garoppolo fan, but you got to be able to throw. I got to get you in. So much a quarterback is timing with my receivers. And timing with the offense. So to me, he's a hard get for me.
Kyler Murray.
Extending. Listen, gotten better every year. Team's gotten better every year. And, you know, lost in this because he runs a lot. But where he's really a good comp for Russell Wilson is, you know, smaller quarterback. They're both beautiful, deep ball throwers. Last year, he was the highest rated passer on deep balls. So, and remember, he lost DeAndre Hopkins. So at the end of the year, we blame Kyler for a lot of it. He is a great deep ball thrower, and Christian Kirk is not a deep ball receiver as much as DeAndre Hopkins. So he moves, he throws like Russell, a beautiful teardrop deep throw. You extend him. Listen. Cam was drama, Aaron drama, Ben drama, Kyler drama. It'd be wonderful to have Dak Prescott. It's not just not the way it works with superstar athletes.
Daniel Jones.
I'm done. Last Thanksgiving, before I even cut into the turkey, I was done. I pushed that dressing off the plate. Not interested. Here's the thing. He's hit his ceiling.
Yeah.
That's my problem. I wouldn't mind if last year's numbers were his first year numbers. But you gotta improve in this league, and you can blame all you want. He had better offensive weapons last year. So in the end, his touchdown passes have gone backwards. You can't do that. Again, I don't even need to see monumental growth. You gotta give me some growth. It's getting worse. And you know, you had Jason Garrett. Say what you want. Jason Garrett's been around the league a long time. Look what Jason Garrett did with Dak's rookie year. Jason Garrett played quarterback in the NFL. I think he went to Princeton. Pretty bright guy. Daniel's getting worse. Now, the O-line's a mess. There's some bad O-lines all over this league. You got to be better. You got to show me improvement. So they brought in Tyrod Taylor, which what I think it's telling you, and the Giants seemingly always start season slow. What it's basically telling you is they're going to give him 8 games. They're going to give Daniel Jones about 8 games, and Brian Daboll's going to give you till about Thanksgiving. I would have done it last year, but they didn't have a backup plan. What they're telling you with Tyrod, they're not going to pay Tyrod what the contract is to not play him if Daniel stinks. Brian Daboll's telling you, I'm getting out of the business at Thanksgiving if he's not better.
Maybe they just took a look at the market and didn't think they were in play for, you know, a Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers and thought, we've got Daniel Jones.
But if you love Daniel Jones, you would have used that money to upgrade your own line. Like, I think they...
Well, I don't know if they love Daniel Jones.
Oh, I think they don't love Daniel Jones. I think Daboll's basically said, I'm going to go in with kind of a 2-quarterback system veteran that'll pick it up fast. Tyrod Taylor has a reputation. Pick the offense up fast.
If you've got more than one quarterback, you're done. Quarterback.
I think they're done. It is interesting. You know, you look around, and I said this, analytics drive sports, right? So I don't think baseball analytics help small market teams. So analytics in baseball now, home runs are really vital. Well, who can afford home run hitters? The big markets. The Dodgers, since analytics have become part of the sport, are more dominant. So, you know, here's who can't afford. I mean, literally the Yankees had Aaron Judge and went and got Giancarlo Stanton. So the analytics are separating the sport. Home run hitters are, you don't care about strikeouts anymore. Well, Cincinnati can't afford the big home run hitters. Basketball, similarly, it's a 3-point shooting league. Well, what if you're locked into a lot of bigs that can't shoot? There's only so many people who are great 3-point shooters, right? So you can really, for a 3 or 4 year period, like be stuck into contracts with guys that can't shoot. In the NFL, the league, the rules and the analytics are quarterback is everything. Teams are now going for it on fourth down in their own territory. Got to have a good quarterback. The problem is there's about 7 great ones, 7 that are very competent, and a bunch of nonsense. So analytics does not generally, in baseball, it helps the big markets. Get flamethrowers, great closers, home run hitters. Well, Kansas City can't afford those. Tampa can't afford those. And in the NFL, it isn't a market size thing, because the Giants have proven that. What it is, though, if you don't have a quarterback, you are just bad. I've never before, we said this earlier, there are half the teams in the league. They are just no chance to win Super Bowl. You can take them out right now. I put the Raiders not in that group. It's like Derek Carr makes them viable. Not a favorite, but that's what the league's become. It's the Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dacovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dacovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dacovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dacovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dacovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.